Welcome to the Tune In Game In Podcast. Game In Podcast. Tuning in to the gaming world of retro and modern. Retro and modern.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Tune In Game In Podcast. This is episode 33, and I'm one of your hosts, Nick, Mr. Retro Nick. And joining us again is Gaz, Lost Ruin.
Evening.
Evening, and I'm not sure if you can tell, but we've both got colds at the minute, so
we'll soldier on.
Yeah, as we do.
Professional, obviously.
Yeah, because we didn't have an episode last week, so we're going to soldier on this week.
Yeah, we'll soldier on, so if you hear anyone coughing or sniffling, it's not our fault. I caught mine off my children. They're terrible. Send them to school, they bring back everything, every bug knowing. Don't have kids. You want to stay healthy, really.
That's some good advice, that. I don't know where I caught mine from. Must have been when I was at work possibly. I'm not too sure, but... Oh, well. It's not too bad, so...
It's going around at the moment, so yeah, stay healthy. That's cool.
Okay, well...
It's off this week, anyway. The first thing we should mention, to be fair, is the sad passing away of Sir Patrick Moore.
Yeah. Saw your post on Twitter earlier today, actually.
For those who don't know who he is, he's obviously a famous astronomer and famous for playing the xylophone. But in gaming circles, he's most famous for being the Games Master from the old TV show. So it's a sad day in the gaming world. He's an icon in the retro world, being the star of the Games Master TV series, because he was the Games Master. So it's sadly passed away today at home, I believe, this afternoon.
Yeah. So. Age 89 years old.
89, yeah. Yep. Yeah, he's an icon.
Yeah, well, I thought he was older, actually. So a few other people I talked to about it. So it said he thought he was in his 90s, so...
Oh, he was close, but yeah, he's obviously it'd have been sad as it was, obviously, in passing away, because he's a British icon and a sir. But obviously, in a gaming sense, because he was the actual Games Master in the great TV series, Games Master. Then it's kind of a sad day in the gaming community.
Yeah, sure is. Yep.
But I thought we'd mention that first and give our condolences to his family, etc.
Yep, and we'll make this episode in tribute to you, Patrick.
So, yeah, this episode of the Tuning Gaming Podcast is in a homage to Sir Patrick Moore, the Games Master.
Well, I only hope we can do him some justice.
Anyway, what were we talking about then?
Well, the first topic for the week, if I can just get it up. Just a second.
I never check this. I'm so unprofessional.
Yeah. Yep. The first topic I thought we'd talk about is gaming regrets, or regrets we've had with either our game collecting when we were young, or regrets we have now. Like, say, for example, we chucked out some games in the past, or we gave away games in the past, or nowadays we passed up on a great deal when we could have picked it up and
added to the collection. Good deal this week, to be fair. I bought a Sega Master System Mark 1 with the Alex Kidd built in.
Oh, yeah.
And 4 Sega card games. For those who don't know about Sega Master System, they had cartridge games, and there was a card slot as well, and some of the games came on a card. Much like the PC Engine and kind of games. I got 4 of them, and they're quite rare, and they usually go for about £15-20 a piece on eBay. And I got a Master System and 4 card games for a total of £9.
Cracking deal there.
Yeah, that was off a friend on Retro Collect. He was he's having a clear out, and he gave me a cracking deal on there, so quite impressed with that. That was my but in regards to a regret. I don't know, you always regret certain games. I suppose you regret games that you buy that turn out to be shit, don't you, really?
Yeah, those as well, yeah. I mean,
I clearly remember clearly remember Aliens versus Predator. Obviously, I'm sure we've spoken to this before, being a big Aliens fan and a Predator fan, and it's like, yeah, it's going to be a great game, and no, it wasn't. Yeah, and I completely regret paying full whack for that. But, oh well. Kind of, I suppose I should have done some homework on it beforehand and read some reviews, but no, I went, you can't, because I was an Aliens fan and Predator fan, you go in with rose-tinted glasses thinking, yeah, it's going to be the big thing, and it, yeah, you kind of blinker, don't you, with certain games, I suppose. But, I don't know, any regrets on your end?
Quite a few, yeah, especially when I was younger, I mean. I don't know if it was me that was responsible or if some other members of my family were responsible, but when I had Nintendo 64 games boxes, I could play with the instructions, the boxes were thrown away, and also the instruction manuals as well. So that's one regret for me, not being able to keep them, and also with like the Game Boy games and Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance. Because back then I didn't have that many games, but I'm guessing it was either just like to save space, just chuck them in the bin because I didn't need them, I just needed to get games. But
yeah, I mean, I wonder if any gaming companies have any regrets themselves. I'm sure they do. I'm sure they've made a poor game. Or say like Nintendo, I wonder if they regret putting all their games in cardboard boxes. I don't suppose it mattered at the time. It was probably the cheapest option at the time, wasn't it?
Probably, yeah, they weren't when thinking of collectability.
And I suppose back in the day, they weren't thinking that, oh yeah, they could be collectible at some point. They were probably just thinking, oh, we'll put them in cardboard, it's cheaper, it's only paper, rather than encase it in plastic for a little bit extra price. But it's kind of hard, isn't it, now to find really good quality cardboard boxes for old Nintendo games, simply because they were cardboard and you know what they're like.
Yeah, me and Sega got right with the clamshells, didn't they, for the games? So you had no real excuse to chuck away the boxes unless the box was seriously damaged or something like that. But you usually you can easily just keep those. But Nintendo, for any cardboard games, you got a perfect excuse to chuck them away, because if you need the space and you don't need the box, then just take a room and just chuck them.
No, I was just trying to think of any other gaming regrets I've got, or any... I don't know. There's obviously the poor games that I've bought over the years that turned out to be rubbish. I mean, I wonder if I've got any collecting regrets as well, obviously now, because I'm a collector. I'm just trying to think if I've bought something that I actually really regret buying as a collector. I don't really think that I have. Because anything retro now is always going to look good in the collection, no matter what it is. Soul games that I thought, shall I hold on to it? Like that Championship Hockey for the Master System. Bought it for a couple of pounds and I sold it not long ago for £150 because it's a rare game, a very rare game. Now, should I have held on to it? I didn't need the money at the time. Maybe I'll regret not holding on to it for a bit longer so it goes up in value, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's a bit thing. I mean, if you're trying to like clear out get games and you sell certain games which are worth a bit of money or you sell them up, I mean, would you have that regret later on? I mean, it reminds me of another regret I have, actually, when I sold or traded in my original PS2. Which was in perfect working order, but I traded that in and only got like one PS3 game at the time, which I think was Call of Duty 3. That was pre-owned. And thinking back now, it was a bad decision on my part. I should have kept it because that was a great console, and wish I didn't do it now. But I'm never going to get that back. So that's one major regret that I have. Gaming-wise.
But surely you can replace that. I mean, it's going to be harder for me to replace the big game I sold. It was a £150 game, and I'm sure if I ever want to get that game again, I'm going to have to pay that much or any more. But I don't think I'm ever going to get a full set of Master System games. I'm never going to go for a full set. The game I sold is one of the worst games you'll ever play. that ice hockey game is one of the worst games you'll ever play. Gameplay is rubbish. Your own players tackle you more than the opposition. I'm really glad I got £150 for it. Good riddance as far as I'm concerned. Excuse me. But if I was closer to a full set, then maybe I might have held on to it, but I don't regret selling it. So no. Don't really regret anything I've done gaming-wise, apart from maybe buying Aliens versus Predator on the Xbox.
Yeah, but that reminds me, I'm sure you heard about X-File 2708, or aka Marcus, who's going to be selling off his collection, or majority of his collection.
Yeah, I heard about that. He's selling off his entire collection, he says.
Yep, both Mega Drive and Master System, and those imports.
I suppose you get to a point, like he has, where it's just not fun anymore. Collecting's just not fun anymore. Oh well. Yeah. I kind of hope I don't get to that point.
I'm hoping that too.
You never know. But at the moment, I'm happy with collecting, and I will continue collecting. Maybe I'll sell off part of my collection, and because I've got games that I'll never play. I just bought them for the sake of buying them because they were cheap. I really do have games that I will seriously never play. But it boils down to it. I love collecting at the moment, so I'm not going anywhere. And none of my games are going anywhere unless I need a little bit of money, and I do have some games that are worth a little bit of money if I need to raise a little bit of cash. I mean, quite recently I sold Phantasy Star for the Master System. So I sold it on for £25.
Good deal then.
Yeah, well, I thought it usually goes for a little bit more than that on eBay. As a collector, I know what my games are worth. About £25 is about par for Phantasy Star. People try and sell them on for a lot more on eBay. Obviously, eBay are overinflated at times. I don't rob people. I sold it to one of our Retro Collect members who wanted it for his collection. Well, I've got it. I'm not going to play it again. Why should I keep hold of it? I don't regret selling it at all, and I don't think you should ever regret anything you do in life. Never mind anything. I don't know. I don't. As far as gaming concerns, I don't really have many regrets. At the end of the day, it's my fault. I bought Aliens versus Predator without checking out reviews in that first hand. I just bought it because I wanted it, because it was an Aliens game. Maybe I regret buying it a little bit, but at the end of the day, it was my own fault, so I've got no one else to blame.
Well, that's one good thing about having something you regret about gaming, is that you learn from experience, so next time around you're more cautious, or you know better. Like, if it's a game that's coming out you really want and you check the reviews, see if it's a good game, and then you make your own determinations whether it's worth it or not.
You make your own judgments, don't you, at the end of the day. Obviously, mine was I made a call to buy a game, and it was a bad call. It was a bloody horrible game, but, never mind.
Say one of the worst games I've ever picked up and played was Little Britain, the game.
On the PS.
On the PS2, yeah.
Yeah,
it was only £10, I believe, so I didn't like wasting a whole fortune or paid full price for it. So it's not so what you pay for. It was all right, but it was just so cheap. There wasn't anything really good about it at all. I mean, it was basically a clone of popular games.
TV series was popular at the time, and is it like mini games or something like that?
Basically, yeah, there's like 8 mini games which you unlock one after another. Once you've unlocked them all, that's practically the game finished, unless you want to go back to unlock some hidden videos or something, or extra level rules within the mini games to increase the difficulty. But for 8 mini games based on all the characters from Little Britain series, and that's all they can come up with, basically clones. Oh, the most obvious one was Marjorie Dawes, the Fat Fighters leader, who is basically a Pac-Man clone, basically.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
So that's just boring, not much fun. So I'd rather be playing the actual Pac-Man game, because one, you can actually see the whole board with this mini game a little bit in the game. You can't. You only like to see a small portion, and then when you're going around, and then when one of the ghost or fat people in the game spot you, they come chasing you, and then it's difficult to get away because you can't see very far ahead of you. So that is, I'd say that's what one way getting that game. I mean, for novelty's sake, just like a little bit of cheesy fun for 5 minutes, or maybe like an evening's worth, then it's probably fun if you bring some mates around and have a little laugh at how stupid it is. But
yeah, I mean, just to buy a game for
I mean, I've still got it actually. Haven't traded off or anything. But I'm not sure what to do with it actually.
Ah, go on, burn it. Put it on the bonfire for next year.
Yeah, could be.
Just keep it for your collection, I suppose, for now.
Yeah, who knows, might do a review of it at some point, but it depends what I have to work with. Because the only other game I've got related to Little Bin is the DVD game, which is a lot more fun, actually.
No, don't get me wrong, I quite enjoyed the series. I'm not a huge fan, but it's quite enjoyable. But
yeah.
Watch
it occasionally. So I say that's the only regret I could think of off the top of my head where I regretted buying something. But are there any deals that you regret passing up at all, guys? When you thought it was a good deal at the time, and you thought you'd leave, and then you come back the next day or something, and then it's gone.
I'm just trying to think. I mean, I've bought that much stuff over the years. I'm trying to think if I've ever pass something up that then I would later regret. I'm sure there is at some point along the line. I'm sure I've been bidding for games on eBay or set myself a limit of. And that's what pisses me off at sometimes. People sniping you at the last minute. Then again, that's out of your control. Unless you want to place a higher bid. Then again, you set yourself a limit, and the idea is to stick to it, isn't it? Especially when I'm bidding on an auction. I don't know.
Yeah, it's always difficult there.
Sure, I'm sure there is. These games I've passed up on or maybe considered buying, but I mean, I've bought that much stuff over the years and I can't really think of anything off the top of my head.
Oh, do you remember that we were both in Sutton and we had a quick look at Game Station?
Mm-hmm.
Which is now turned into game now. So it's now a game instead of Game Station.
Yeah.
But getting back to the point, remember that they had that Dreamcast with a bunch of games in?
Oh, yeah, it was like 20 odd quid, wasn't it?
22, I think. I was really tempted to get it, but I decided to leave at the time. And then
got a Dreamcast?
I have, but I thought it would have been handy to have another one and also get a few games plus the keyboard that didn't have already, so it would have been good, and any extra bits I could have traded or sold off.
Have you got a keyboard?
Not yet, no.
I've got two, so you can have one of mine.
Oh, thanks, Ed.
Yeah, I bought two keyboards. They were like 99p each in computer exchange in the city centre years ago. So you can have one of mine. There you go.
Yeah, cheers, guys.
I've got a mouse as well. It's a brand new mouse. I bought it years ago for next to nothing, I think, but yeah. It's kind of cool. Yeah, there's loads of different peripherals for the Dreamcast that were really, well, designed to be an online console, wasn't it? But then obviously with the PlayStation thing, people stopped using it, and these, I don't know if you can still use the keyboard on a mouse for certain games, I'm not entirely sure.
I think you can for majority of the games. You can use keyboard and mouse for quite a bit, actually, not too sure what the list of games is that you can specifically. I think Phantasy Star Online, that's an obvious one.
Mm-hmm.
Typing of the Dead, which is about House of the Dead, but with typing instead of using the gun, which is supposed to be pretty fun, actually. It's supposed to teach how to quick type.
Oh, right, yeah.
And trying to think. I'm sure there's other games that you use a keyboard and mouse. But that's
well, I mean, I've got a couple of them anyway. I bought them because they were just cheap at the time. So, I mean, one needs cleaning up. So, I'm sure you'd be able to clean it up. So, the other one is not too bad. But I don't know if they work, to be fair. But then again, I'm sure they do. I've never actually tested them, but I'm sure they'd be all right. But it's boxed, it comes boxed, it's got the cellophane in it and everything, so it's all complete. So, you can, next time I see you, I'll meet up for a drink before Christmas and I'll bring that along. You can take that with you.
Yeah, we have to do that there, guys. Have a meet up drink sometime. Possibly next weekend, because I should be going to Sutton next weekend to Retro Station, so could be up then perhaps.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, we can do that.
Oh, and any followers who live in the UK or local to Sutton Coldfield, feel free to tag along.
Yeah, come and
have a little Christmas gaming party.
Have a drink with us.
Yeah. We promise we won't bite too much.
I'm leaving the missus at home. Anyway, carry on.
Okay.
I never remember what we were talking about.
Gaming regrets.
Oh, gaming regrets, that's it. We always go off topic anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we can move on. I don't know. I'm sure there's plenty of things I've missed out on or considered buying and then not bought and kind of thought, oh, I should have bought that, but didn't. And yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure there's the other regrets we can talk about are regrets for not finishing a particular game for years or just playing a game and never going back to it. That I guess that could count, but then we'll be here all day, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose so. There could be that. I mean, but then again, I've got that many games in my collection. It's kind of hard to complete any game unless it's maybe Sonic, where it takes about an hour to complete, not even that. But I don't know. I mean, I know I haven't completed a couple of the Final Fantasies. I kind of regret that. Then again, I don't have the time to put into them anymore. So, and the last one I completed was number 7. But I don't know. Anyway.
I've yet to complete Final Fantasy 13 because I've got so far into the game, but I haven't managed to finish it off yet. So at some point, I'll look at finishing that off, perhaps, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'll see how I feel with that, because there's so many other games to play, and I'd have to put in at least another 10, 20 hours into that game to even to pop finish it, to level up to the level I need to be to say I've completed the game and able to beat the last boss easily enough.
Yeah, that's it. There's a lot of grinding to doing games like that, isn't there? To actually get up to kind of stuck on Final Fantasy X at that. At that point, because I got that pissed off with getting beat by a certain boss. Obviously, I needed a little bit more leveling up because I'm kind of stuck where I am at the moment. So, but I haven't played that game for years. So, anyway, what are we talking about now? Before I cough myself up.
Okay, let's just have a quick look. I know what is off the top of my head, but I believe it's gaming habits. Like any habits we have while playing games or things we do for gaming-wise that people could consider habits.
Like, give me an example.
Oh, like, say for example, you're playing a game and you need to go, you just have a drink, you have a particular drink or mm-hmm. something.
I don't know. Do you have any habits?
I'm just trying to think, actually. I'm doing many things.
It's a good topic, Caesar.
Main habit is that I usually stay concentrated on the game. I don't usually concentrate on anything else, so I usually start play a game, and if I need to get up, I can't be bothered to get up for ages, so I'm just like playing the game. So if I need to loo, I'll stay there for about another 20.
I did notice when I was at Play Expo, which is really kind of, I don't know if it's weird or not, but there's a guy and he's like this, like the Super Mario Kart world champion or something like that, and he was on the table next to the Retro Collect table that I was manning. And you could tell all he does is play video games constantly, or play, because he'd be constantly like wiggling his fingers and rubbing his hands, and you could see, especially when he was on a, he was playing F-Zero, because we had a competition on the internet. He was playing F-Zero when he was on a straight and didn't have to steer his steering hand. He'd have to keep moving it at some point, just so he had something to do with his fingers. I just found that really totally weird. Just tell he's playing games or one of them things. I suppose that's a kind of a bit of a habit. But then again, I don't suppose he notices as he's doing it.
But probably not, no. But I mean, if you play a game for so long or watch a movie for so long, you don't really notice things that you're doing. You stop there, and before you know, you might be just like tapping your feet or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly he's played video games. But, I mean, he's like the Super Mario World Champion. He holds the records for Super Mario Kart World Champion. He holds the records for most tracks, or all tracks. And clearly, he's put the hours in, but it's. He has to keep his hands moving. That you could see it. It's really weird. He's rubbing his palms on his clothes every time, every opportunity he could get when his hand wasn't doing anything, and he'd be like contorting his fingers into different positions just because they had nothing to do. It's like kind of, I don't know. I'm not sure. It didn't freak me out, but it's kind of freaky to see if that kind of, I'm not contradicting myself there. Just weird. But then again, I suppose it's a habit that he's got into. He probably doesn't know he's actually doing it.
Probably not, no, but guessing it's something like to keep his hands
Yeah, I suppose it's like a smoking. Giving up smoking is like, you need to keep your hands busy. And that was kind of like me when I give up smoking. You're like, oh, I need a cigarette, what am I going to do with my hand? But then, I suppose it's kind of like that. Just it's out of habit, I suppose, but you know, it's just kind of weird to see if gaming habits that I have. I don't know, I have my gaming set up and I'm really having habits, to be fair. Just concentrate on a game. I don't listen to music while I'm playing. I prefer to listen to the game itself. I don't have any music on in the background, so that's a habit that I've, but if I'm playing a game, then I don't know. What habits do other people have? That's what we need to find out. Do you drink a particular drink?
It's usually like a fizzy drink when I'm playing games, like either Lucozade or Coke or something like that. Just to keep my brain active and just give me a little bit of fizzy energy.
Also.
So
I'd say I don't have any gaming habits at all, even though I'm a gamer. I don't know. Really don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to do, like, distinguish what habit is or what you do, because one, how would you notice? Because you might, before you know, you might just pick your nose. But
yeah, so I suppose his mannerisms, like the guy with his hand thing. I suppose I don't have mannerisms that I do when I'm playing. That I probably don't even know that I'm doing. That's just out of habit. I don't know. I suppose I probably do something probably along the lines of like what he does, but I don't notice myself doing it. And I'm sure I don't do what he does with his fingers, because it was like, it's kind of weird. It's clearly like he was contorting him. He's like properly wiggling him, like his hand was possessed or something. Like the thing out of the Addams Family. It was really like one of them things. But I don't know. I don't do it to that extent. I don't believe I do anything to that extent. Anyway.
Well, I guess my only habit would be when I'm playing the game, I just don't focus on anything else. Like you say, I don't listen to music or anything else while playing it. So
that's kind of what I'm saying. I mean, I need to be, if I'm playing a game, especially if it's a new Xbox game that I want to get into, then I have to be really concentrating on the game, especially if I'm playing it online. So I'm kind of competitive, but I'm not competitive, to be fair. If that sounds a bit weird, but yes, I want to win, but at the end of the day, if somebody's better than me, then somebody's better than me. It's not the end of the world. Because I know there's games out there that I'm probably one of the best at in the world. So there always is. Someone's going to be the best. Somebody's going to be good at, better at you. God, my words. Somebody's going to be better at certain games than you, and it's always going to be the way. Like myself, Sega Rally, I think I'm a cracking Sega Rally player, and you find it hard to beat me at that. But, I don't know. I like Gears of War, but I know I'm clearly not the best player in the world, although I'm kind of good at it, because I've played it a lot. No. I don't know. Anyway.
I think it's just like trying to get yourself in the zone, like when you're not concentrating on anything else. If you just like focus on the game and what you're doing, then...
Yeah, I mean, I usually have my my head set on, my Turtle Beach headset, and I can turn the sound up, the game sound up, and I can have it to a set level, I suppose. Is that a habit? I don't know. I don't like it too loud. I like it a nice, respectable level, and I don't know, I always use the same controller, which I have other controllers, but this is the one I use, and it has my chat pad connected to it, which for ease of typing. I like it, I don't know, I like a heavy controller. That's, I suppose that's a habit. It has to be heavy. Like, I know there are a lot of competition players, they have all the, you know, the vibration things taken out to keep the controller light, so they can, I like a heavy controller, I suppose. Same with, let's say I'm playing pool, I like a heavy cue. I always like things heavy. I don't know. But this is just, I like it to know it's there in my hand. If it was too light, it'd feel kind of flimsy, I suppose. But to know it's actually there in my hand because it's got some weight to it, it kind of feels like, it's my tool. Anyway, it's the only thing I can think of.
Well, another example I can think of where my other habit is, but like when I used to go holiday to Menorca, and they used to play the arcade game House of the Dead a lot. And whenever played that, I always ended up sweating. I don't know if it was the heat or the concentration I had to shoot up. I couldn't really say. I'm guessing concentration. I wouldn't really notice till. After I finished playing, until I've lost all my lives, and then I just like feel my head and just got all sweat pouring down me. It's just like, where'd that come from?
Yeah, well, that's it. I suppose you just do it as you don't tend to notice these things straight away, do you? You're just playing, and then the concentration sets it in and it takes over. You're trying, it's obviously the objective to get in that zone. And you kind of lose everything that's going on around you. You kind of ignore it. Well, you don't ignore it, it's kind of not there anymore, so to speak.
Yeah.
If you're that into something and you're playing, it happens all the time. I can be playing a game without my headphones on, I'll just have the volume low on my television. My missus will be shouting at me, and she's downstairs. I won't hear her because I'm concentrating that hard. Even though I've not got my headphones on, I still can't hear her because I'm focused that much in what I'm doing in the game.
Yeah, so if anyone calls you, just don't want you either don't want to hear them, or you're just too busy.
I suppose you can hear them, but subconsciously you're ignoring them because you're busy doing something. I suppose that's, I don't know, it's kind of weird, isn't it? Can't hear them. Mm. Yeah, but I mean, I suppose that's the only other thing I could think of. I mean, it's, I don't know, if you focus on something that much, then everything else just kind of takes a, just kind of a blur. Anyway.
I think another thing gamers might do is obviously fidget a lot to keep, like you said, to keep like that one game, to keep the things active, and also just, if they're waiting for the loading screen, or waiting for the next part of the game.
That's what he's doing. His hands needed something to do. And he was fidgeting, you could tell. I suppose it's just being comfortable. But yeah, it's weird to see. It really was weird to see. Anyway.
I'm trying to think of any more habits.
I don't know.
You might just start scratch your nose or scratch your head while playing a game.
That could happen just because you got an itch. So
it could be. Couldn't.
And we're clutching at straws now.
Yeah, so, okay, well, I think we stretch this topic out as much as we can, really.
Anyway, let's talk next.
Shall we talk about what we've been watching recently?
Yeah, I was going to keep it short this week, can't we? Because I think we're both suffering, so.
Yeah, so we'll just keep it short.
What we've been watching. See, I've been playing again more. In between us, I don't know if I mentioned this last time, I can't remember.
I think you did, yeah.
I've got into the Inbetweeners big time, yeah, so I'm watching that. I've watched the whole series, and then I went out and I bought the film, the Inbetweeners movie, so I've watched that. Funny as hell, I don't even know how I missed it first time round. So, if anyone's out there, I recommend Inbetweeners as a really good British comedy show.
There's also a US version out now, I think.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's going to be shit, isn't it? Usually is when they steal one of our ideas. It's usually shit.
Probably, but no offence to American listeners.
No offence. Apart from The Office, I heard that's kind of a success from one of their stolen ideas. But Red Dwarf, yeah, that kind of bombed, didn't it? And I'm trying to think of any other programmes that they stole.
Life on Mars, that only lasted for one series, I think.
What else was it? Oh, Shameless, they stole that, didn't they? I've seen that, Shameless. That's not too bad, to be fair. It's just an American version. Not too bad. But, yeah, usually are, don't they? If Americans steal an idea for a show, they usually shit. So, but I'd have to watch it to, because I can't like the English version, because it's, we'll see. Anyway. What else have I been watching, I think? So I watched the Inbetweeners, the series. I'm actually watching the series again. Watched the movie. I went out and bought the movie. So I'm going to watch that. Then what have you been watching? I'll see if I can think of anything else.
Well, like you actually have been watching the Inbetweeners.
Oh, you've been watching that after my recommendation?
Yeah, well, we watched the film, and I've been meaning to watch the TV series for... For a while,
it's good, isn't it? It's just funny.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, especially like some of my favourite episodes are probably from series three. When there's a lot, I think that's the one of the moments I laughed out loud properly.
Yeah, I mean, it's only 18 episodes that was made. It's three series of six episodes each. There's only 18 episodes and only a half an hour each, so there isn't a lot of watching there. But what is there? It's good quality stuff. It's good. Just little. About 14, it's for anyone who doesn't know, it's about 14 ages and trying to get laid, basically. So,
basically, I mean, you can probably call it like an American pie, but with students.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. UK. But it's funnier.
Yeah, it's really good, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, we've been watching that, yeah, it's kind of cool. What else have you been watching?
Well, I watched the Inbetweeners movie after I finished watching the series, so just felt like watching the movie again. It was still funny to watch. We like the movie and the TV series, and having a quick look online, I've also found out that they're working on a fourth series of Inbetweeners, or a sequel to the movie.
Oh, cool! Yeah, because I'm kind of ashamed that it finished there, but yeah, that's kind of cool. Quite that.
Yeah, so I think from what I understand, I mean, this is just what I've heard, so this could be wrong. if they do a fourth series, it'll be based on the college years when they start work, and if they do the movie, that will be based on one of the four lads stag do's.
Oh, but, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because well, I don't want to spoil it for anyone. I'm just saying by the end of the movie. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it follows movie might follow Neil getting married. You know, the lanky one.
Yeah,
far off. Yep. So, who would you say your favourite character is out of them all?
I don't know. I kind of like them all. To be fair, that's why it works, because there's four characters and they all work together. Must be such a laugh working on the show. But I'm not going to say I've got a particularly favourite character, because I think they're all kind of cool. So I'm going to abstain from that. If anyone can hear clicking in the background, I'm playing a game as well. But we'll come on to that in a bit.
Yep,
it's a new game that I've been bought this week. Anyway. Yeah, so in between us, we've both been watching that. I don't know what else I've been watching. Manchester Derby, watch that today. Get in. Everyone who doesn't know wants to know the result. Well, Man United were 2-0 up. Man City came back 2-2, and Man United won it in stoppage time with a Van Persie free kick. So I'm happy today. Very happy. Anyway, so I'll watch that this afternoon. And that's pretty much it, to be fair. And we can always move on to games, unless there's anything else you've been watching.
Just a couple of other things. I've been watching Christmas Carol, the George C. Scott version.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go on a limb and say that's my favourite Christmas movie. This thing is so good. It really like George C. Scott's Scrooge thing. It does a great job as Scrooge. What would you say your favourite would be out of the either the Christmas Carol?
Christmas Carol.
Or what would your favourite Christmas film be?
Do you know what? I used to love watching as a kid, Digby, the biggest dog in the world. It's always on over Christmas. For those of you who don't know, it's a 1973 movie. And it's about a big dog, obviously, because it's called Digby, the biggest dog in the world. It was always on every Christmas when I was growing up as a kid, and I always have fond memories of watching that every year. Digby, the biggest dog in the world. It's not exactly a Christmas movie, but but if we're talking specific Christmas movies, not sure, to be fair. What's that? Santa Claus the movie. I remember watching that at the cinema. That was kind of cool. With Dudley Moore, he was in that, I think. And then there was, what was the other one? The Santa Claus with, what's the guy's name? Tim.
Tim Allen.
That's the one, yeah. Tim Allen, yeah. Yeah, that's kind of cool. Lenny, I suppose we could talk about this next week. It's almost Christmas.
Yeah.
We'll come on to Christmas games as well at some point.
Yeah, but the only problem with that is there's not that many Christmas games out there or Christmas themed games. So.
Well, I'm sure we'll talk about that.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Yeah, for sure.
Anyway.
So, other than a couple of TV programs, that's pretty much it, really. So, shall we go on to games we've been playing recently?
Yeah, we can do, excuse me. Yeah, I've just bought this week Forza Horizon. I'm playing that at the moment. It's good. Yeah, really good. I thought it was going to be kind of in two minds as to whether I'd like it or not. Because it's an open world Need for Speed type game. Which I do like anyway, so I don't really know why I was worried, because it's a fantastic game. It's certainly up there with one of the best games I've played this year. So yeah, I've been playing Forza Horizon. I've been playing a bit of Far Cry again. Just trying to get the last few achievements for that, because I've cleared the story now after reviewing it for Xbox Ramble. So I reviewed it for them. I'm just trying to think what else I've been playing. Mainly Forza. I played a bit of Gears of War. Played Forza 4 as well. I have my gaming nights on them two games. I don't know if there's anything else. What have you been playing then?
Pretty much the same, really. I've been playing a bit more Fallout New Vegas, the Old World Blues DLC. Been unlocking more of that just to get additional items and just bring my level up a bit. I'm up to level 25 now, so I'm about halfway with the DLC, halfway to the maximum level, which is 50 if you have the DLC.
Mm-hmm.
So that. That's still a lot, loads of fun. I've been playing a bit of Star Wars Angry Birds. Been trying to get max out the stars. It's a little bit challenging, but getting a little bit closer. Don't know if I will do it or if I'll end up just paying for the... is it the Dagobah where Yoda is?
Dagobah, yeah.
To knock the Dagobah world in Angry Birds for free. I'll see if I can. If I can do it, if I can't, I will buy it at some point. But I'll just keep trying to perfect the skills a little bit. But yeah, I'll see how that goes.
Yeah, cool. I'm still shocked at Star Wars being bought by Disney.
Yeah, it's still a bit shocking.
Come back to that again, and there's going to be a new Star Wars film. But then again, it's kind of cool. Anyway, we've already talked about that. Got to bring it up again. Yeah, Angry Birds, Star Wars, cool. I played Angry Birds. It's an okay game. I have other stuff to play, obviously.
Yeah, it's just a fun game to play, either when you're on the go, when you've got 5 minutes spare, or... I don't know, when you want to loo and you just haven't got anything else to do.
Mm-hmm.
As I keep mentioning with this game.
Cool. What else?
Just on trying to think off the top of my head. I've been playing this game. I'm not too sure what it's called. I think it's a sequel to 999, which is 9 doors, 9 persons, 9 hours, or something like that. That's from... which was on the DS, and the sequel, it's called something else. It's like a point-and-click puzzle game on the 3DS. Don't know if it's download exclusive, or if you can actually buy the cartridge. Or buy the game in store, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's just like a sort of a Souls-type feeling game. You're not like trapped in like somewhere, you have to cut your arms off or something like that.
Right.
It's just based on trust and teamwork. So you was one of the main characters have to try and solve the mystery, and then I think at some point you have to actually like put a rate in whether to take or steal or share.
Mm-hmm.
It was a strange system. I didn't really get that far into the game to find out, but it was fun puzzles actually. I enjoyed figuring them out and slowly solving them.
Cool.
Not sure if it'll be a game I'd actually pick up, but so I'll have another go at some point and see if we get anywhere else, or check out some reviews.
Good stuff.
And that's pretty much it, I think. It's just a boring couple of weeks, being busy at work and with Christmas coming up and stuff, so...
Yeah, cool. I've just been buying my son's Christmas presents. Sorry for anyone who believes in Santa, but he doesn't exist. I'm sure.
Oh, guys, you've ruined it for me now.
Sure, we don't have anyone on our podcast that young. If you do, I'm sorry. I've just told you. Secret's out.
That's okay, guys.
Yeah, but my son's going to be impressed with Christmas Day. I did tweet a picture of what we bought him. I bought him a load of Thundercats toys. That's going to be cool.
Yeah.
The Thundercats are back in a big way, and that's what I've been watching as well. Come to think of it, I bought a Thundercats DVD ages ago because I thought I'd introduce my son to Thundercats, and so me and my boy have been watching Thundercats. He's 4 years old and he loves it. I've been watching a lot of Turtles as well because Turtles is back on Nickelodeon, so we've been watching some Turtles as well, because it's kind of cool.
The original or
the new version, but it's good because it's still kept all the good humour and that, and yeah, kind of cool. You can't really go wrong with Turtles anyway, so.
Yeah, I've seen adverts on all over the place for this new Turtles, but I haven't checked out. I mean,
I've been watching that. Yeah, it's good. And we've been watching Thundercats on the DVD, the original Thundercats, by the way. And yeah, the Thundercats are back as well in toy stores. They're back with a vengeance. So I bought a load. Have toys. He's got the Thundercats tank, is it? Kind of cool, and some figures. I've got to get some more because there's a deal on in the Entertainer, and everything, all the Thundercats stuff is like 80% off. So what should have been like £35 for the battle tank cost me a tenner, which is really cool.
That's not bad.
The figures of it should be like £10 or £2 each. So I got him a load of them. He can't go wrong, and he loves the program. The cartoon, so what more can you ask for? So I'm going to get go back and get a load more stuff next week, because there's still some figures I need to get for him. Yeah, I bought a £2 a piece, I might as well get them all. So, Thundercats, if you want some Thundercats, if you want a good deal for Christmas and you live in the UK and you've got a young son or something like that, go to the Entertainer, because they've got a sale on Thundercat stuff. So it's ideal. Yeah, that's my tip. Bargain. 80% off the toys, Thundercats toys. Yeah, so that's pretty much what I've been watching, Thundercats and Turtles as well. Yeah. I did buy some DVDs, so I'm going to try and get to watch them at some point. But Star Trek First Contact, I bought that for 75p in the computer exchange. But, yeah, I love that film. It's one of the ones I've not got. But all the others, I've got Insurrection and Star Trek Nemesis, so, and the new film. And a film called Losers, which I don't know much about, but the case looked cool, so I bought that. It was only £1, so I'll watch that at some point, and I'll report back on that at some point. Excuse me. Anything else?
Not really. I mean, watching it, that's another program I could mention, watching X Factor now, so it's the final, so I'm not sure who's going to win or not, so...
Well, I hope that James Arthur does, because he's clearly the most talented guy on the X Factor this year.
Yeah.
Then again, I kind of hope he doesn't win it, because it's always the winner who kind of disappears, doesn't it?
Yeah, disappears and is forgotten about... I mean, some of them have gone on success, like Leona Lewis and...
But he's clearly the most talented guy on the X Factor this year, and good luck to him. Yeah. And I'm sure he's going to have a good career, because he's so talented. And that Jermaine's just, his head's just too big for his body.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he'll get plenty of deals, because he's already friends with Samuel L. Jackson, which I saw in a previous episode that he was asked to do a charity gig for Samuel L. Jackson, or sing as part of the charity events. So he's got contact with him, and also he's got Nicole Scherzinger as his mentor. Then he's pretty much sorted there, so he can easily get a career like that.
Cool. Anyway.
So shall we go on to highlights of the week?
Apart from getting my new maths system, Well, the only thing I say new maths system, an old maths system, obviously. But it's a Mark 1, which is actually the first console I ever owned. I got one back in the late 80s for my birthday. But I got the one I remember as a kid, I got the one that had the snail game on it. I think it was up and both buttons together to activate that, if I remember rightly. This one's got Alex Kidd built into it. Plus, I've already told you before, you're about for £9.
Yeah.
With four card games that usually go for about £15 a piece on eBay. So, that's a good deal. That good deal from Ninja Bear Hug on Retro Collect. He's having a bit of a sale on some stuff at the moment, so give me a cracking deal. What were we talking? What topic were we talking? Oh, highlight, yeah. I'm losing track. What else? Highlight. Yeah. Man United beat Man City today. That's a highlight. Going 6 point clear at the top of the league. Can't go wrong with that, to be fair. But again, I've had a cold all week, so it's been a bit of a shit week. Well, it's not been a shit week, but I've had this bloody cold all week, and I'm just trying to shake it. I thought I'd cleared it, and then it feels like it's coming back, which is a pain in the arse. So
that'd be a rant of the week, you're cold?
Yeah, cold. I should really get a flu jab, shouldn't I? I'm getting old now, so I wonder if I qualify for a free flu jab. Being of a sound mind and all that.
Well, you should be, guys.
Yeah, I should go to the doctor to see if I could... get a flu jab. There's no point in getting one now because I've got a cold. But if it help prevents me from being ill, then obviously it's a bonus. What else? I don't know. Oh, yeah. Yawning, tired as well. I'm going to, as soon as this podcast is finished, I'm going to turn my game off and watch Star Trek First Contact, I think.
Cool.
Yeah, pretty much it. I think we're all right. If, anything else you want to add?
The highlight of the week, or the week ago, because we didn't do the episode last week, picking up Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess on the GameCube. It's one of the most, it's one of the rarest and most collectible games for the GameCube.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's the rarest, because you get these copies everywhere, but it's certainly one of the most collectible,
yeah, and it's one of the rarest titles, which you don't come by every day, because I've never seen one in CX, so I can remember.
I mean, I found a copy in a charity shop for 50p.
Bloody hell.
I traded it for a load of Mega Drive games, because I'm not a big Nintendo collector, and I wanted these Mega Drive games. I think I traded about six Mega Drive games, but the guy I traded with is a big Zelda fan. And it goes for stupid money on eBay. It can go for upwards of £40, can't it?
Yeah.
If I remember rightly. This one, I didn't have any of the instructions, and I made him aware of that, but he wanted it anyway. But I got a good deal out of it. So essentially, I got a load of Mega Drive games that I wanted for 50p. So that's kind of cool. Yeah, some good it's amazing what you can find in charity shops sometimes. There was three GameCube games there at the time. Super Mario Sunshine, which is another game that goes for upwards of £20, I think. And what else? Spyro, I think, was the other one. Anyway.
Well, that was a highlight for last week, and this week actually got a letter from the college I work for, Solihull College. And it was a good card, so I thought it was just sending like an early Christmas card to wish us happy Christmas and that's all seasons greetings or something like that. I don't know. But when I opened it up, I found there was a gift card inside for Touchwood. Cool. So I got some money which I can spend in Touchwood now, which is really cool. Wasn't expecting that at all. So I'm guessing that it goes out to all staff. Yep.
What's Touchwood?
Touchwood is it's a shopping centre in Surrey's, just an indoor shopping centre with different shops from John Lewis to Next.
Oh, right, okay.
And also Apple and a few other shops as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna have a look around next day or two and just see what I could pick up or what I can get, whether I can use it for a remainder of the Christmas presents, or if I could pick up something for myself. Might just pick up some for myself, because I mostly sorted out the Christmas presents now, so it's just a couple more things I need to get, so I could probably just afford to use it for myself if I can't find anything else. So that's my heart of this week, and I think that's pretty much it. Nearly forgot the question from Ariel here. Nearly forgot about that. So we'll just finish off on the question.
Oh, we've got a question.
Okay, and he says, I've got one. Which is your favourite movie based on a video game, and which is the one you hate?
favourite movie are based on a video game. Like, what do you? I'm trying to think now. What do you reckon? I reckon the one I hate is probably Street Fighter with Jean-Claude Van Damme. That's probably the one I hate. It just wasn't that Thingy's last movie before he died as well. He played the bad guy in that. He played Gomez Adams. What's his name? Raul,
Julia?
Something like that.
I've got the VHS, actually, but it's in the corner, so I can't quite make it out.
Yeah, it's such a disappointment. It must be turning his grave that was his last movie, because it was a shit movie.
Yeah.
One I love. I don't know. I wouldn't say I love anyone because I don't think any game movie has been actually that good, to be fair. There's been quite like the Silent Hill one. I thought that was kind of cool. I'm quite looking forward to the new one that's out later this year. Some of the Resident Evil ones haven't been too bad, I suppose. And yeah, I mean the survival horror one seems to be okay. Seems to be all right. Yeah, but generally, Doom, that was a horrible one as well. It's watchable. It's okay. I've got a copy of it. Doom. The best bit about the Doom, the movie, was the first person section of it. Have you seen Doom?
I've only seen the end. I haven't seen the whole of it.
Yeah, the best bit about that movie was the first person section of it. Like the camera is like in first person mode, as it would be in the game, and it's kind of like a homage to the game because it's shot as in the first person mode, and that's the best bit of the film, and it's cool. That's the cool bit. But it's a watchable movie. Not the best, but it's watchable. I think Street Fighter, that's the poorest one, I think. That could have been so much better. But again, it's watchable. Excuse me. Tomb Raiders haven't been too bad, I suppose.
Yeah, there's been two Tomb Raider films with...
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to new Resident Evil and the new Silent Hill.
I think Resident Evil's out, not Resident Evil, Silent Hill, the newest Silent Hill's out in cinemas now, and might be finishing soon, I think.
Cool.
So I'm just having a think. I haven't seen too many. I'd say the least favourite was probably Doom, because it just seemed boring to me. There wasn't really anything going on at all. From what I've seen, I haven't seen the whole movie, so I can't make that judgement. And I'd say my favourite that I've seen so far would be Dead or Alive. It's cheap, it's cheesy, but it's fun for what it is.
Dead or Alive, oh yeah, that's awful. It's a horrible film, isn't it? It's crap, isn't it? But again, it's watchable.
Yeah, it's crap. If you just laugh along with it, you just see the people making the film just having a laugh with it and just having some fun with it, then.
Mm-hmm. It's okay, I suppose.
I think James Arthur's just won the X Factor.
Has he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I heard a shout from downstairs, so that must have been the missus. Cool. Congratulations to him. He's clearly the best person.
Yeah, well done, James Arthur. Don't know if he'll be listening to the podcast here in the morning, but...
I'm sure he listens to it.
Yeah. Okay, well... Yeah, I hope that answers your question, Ariel. Thank you very much for that.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so anything else you want to mention, Gaz, before we wrap things up?
No, I'm going to go and get in bed now and watch my Star Trek movie.
Okay,
and,
we've been on here for a good hour.
I'm going to get some Lemsip. Yeah, sorry, viewers, if it's been a short episode, but we are a little bit under the weather, the pair of us, but hopefully we've kept you entertained for at least an hour.
Yeah,
we'll be back next week.
Yeah, hopefully we guess next week. So can't make any promises, but we'll try our best.
Yes, we're certainly will.
Okay then. Well, thanks, guys, as always, and thanks all your listeners. So until next time, we'll see you next week or whenever we're back on next. Okay, see you later.
Bye bye.
Goodbye.